Well, how you doing? Zach Costin,
TJ Laramie,
Adam Henrique,
Joe Siddle, Megan
Augusta, Tyrone Crawford.
Holy mackinaw, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everyone, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports podcast presented by Annisburg Chevy Buick GMC. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm your host for the Wind City Sports Podcast. Every Monday, anywhere a podcast is found, including Spotify and iTunes. We have a big social media presence as well on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be, as well on YouTube with our YouTube channel, and give us a review, a rating on any app you might use. Let us know what you think and tell your friends, family, teammates, training partners about the Wind City Sports Podcast. Windsor's only local sports podcast going strong for over 5 years. Again, featuring interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. Today is Monday, April 11th, 2022, and it's episode 251 of Wind City Sports. And do we ever have a lot to talk about? Lots of sports news going on. We're going to kick things off this week. In a little bit, talking about our Windsor Spitfires still on a roll, making history, at least at this time, breaking records for their 13-game win streak. As we'll talk about, still a few games left in the regular season. We do have an interview, obviously, coming up with a former Windsor Express basketball player. The Express not on a roll lately, and we will talk about that as well. But we have a guy on the show that is not only a Windsor Express alumni, he's also a St. Clair Saints alumni, and at one time almost a Windsor Lancer alumni, as we'll talk about. He's from right across the border in Detroit, Michigan as well. It's Jalen Sykes this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. Certainly an interesting cat to have on the show this week and talk more about, obviously, his career, but beyond that as well. A cool conversation coming up with Jalen Sykes. Again, he was on the Windsor Express, but recently had been released. The Express struggling right now, so we'll get into that later on in the show. But nevertheless, still an interview with a former St. Clair Saint and a guy who could return to the Express or return to the NBL Canada, and is still around here in Windsor, still doing his thing. So still kind of a Windsor guy, I guess you can say. We're going to have, and Detroit guy too, from right across the border. Speaking of which, I'm heading over there tonight as you guys are listening. I went to pick up my brother for opening day, so I got to go over for a little bit for that. Not a lot of festivities for myself that night, at least. I went to the concert in London, if you might have seen on my Twitter, but going tonight for WWE Raw, so that should be fun, exciting. Get back over to Detroit and do some stuff. So speaking of Detroit, drop that, I guess. So we're gonna get into that interview with Jalen in a little bit. First, we're gonna talk about our Spitfires, but before all that, I gotta tell you about Annisburg Chevy Buick GMC. If you're in the market for a new or used car, Annisburg Chevy Buick GMC is the place for you. They're proud to serve everyone throughout Windsor, Essex, and beyond. They believe in providing high quality service to everyone that walks through their doors, and this includes helping out shoppers with picking out a new ride, financing it, and keeping it in top quality condition. They pride themselves on offering a large vehicle inventory, making it easier than ever for you to find your ideal set of wheels. New, old, and within your price range, they got everything for you, and including great deals extended from the holiday savings event. Get a brand new 2019 Chevrolet Traverse, a brand new 2022 Buick Enclave, or a brand new 2022 Chevy Traverse. And again, this also includes offers on used cars and within your price range. So check out AmherstburgGM.com or check them out in person at the showroom on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg. And the official sponsors of the annual Ed Jovanovski tournament coming up at Point West this summer. More information will be coming out as it is released, but it is confirmed that it is back this year, as well as the Bob Probert ride announced before. But some more details, including a car show released earlier this week. Maybe talk about that later on as well. But right now, before we get into our interview with Jalen Sykes, professional and college basketball player here in Windsor, we want to talk about our Windsor Spitfires. Of course, that's what we do here on Wind City Sports. Pride and joy of Windsor sports. Windsor Spitfires are on a complete tear right now. Record-breaking in the modern era, at least, third, I think, or fourth in the all-time winning streaks at 13 games. 13 games, these guys are on a complete tear as they approach the playoffs. Let's get into it. Since our last episode, the Spits had three games, and of course, winning all three. This brings us back to last Thursday at the WFCU Center in a thrilling shootout victory over Guelph, 4-3, the final score. They actually had a home-and-home with Guelph going up to their rink on Friday and defeating them 7-1. Not so close this time. And our last game was this Saturday up in Saginaw, defeating the Saginaw Spirit 5-3. And Thursday was their last home game of the regular season until the playoffs kick off. They still have two more games this week, this weekend, better yet, coming up on Friday and Saturday. You can catch the action on OHL TV, but they will be in Erie on Friday night and Guelph on Saturday night to wrap up the season and see if they can extend their winning streak into 14 or 15 games. Only two left. And again, they have now clinched, obviously clinching playoffs a little while back, but they have clinched their division title earlier this week. Sitting at second in the entire OHL, ranked number six in the entire CHL rankings, the Windsor Spitfires are on top of the Western Conference with an official record of 44-16 and 3-3 so far, with two more games to go. So definitely under 20 losses this year. It's pretty stellar. Of course, still trailing overall to the overall champs, the league champs, the Hamilton Bulldogs, featuring Connor McTavish. So at least in a different conference, the Spits definitely have an opportunity to make a push here and win their conference, go to the final, and see what happens from there. Looks like Sarnia or Kitchener might be their first matchup, and it looks like we could be making a run here into the playoffs for sure. I mean, what a team, coached by Mark Savard, his first year here, and obviously knows what he's doing. This is some pretty cool stuff to see. The Spitfires rejuvenated after that lockout year, the first ever OHL lockout year because of COVID, and they're back and rock and roll, and it's great to see everything this team is doing. And of course, we've talked about Wyatt Johnson before as well, breaking records. He's gonna break Bill Bowler, his GM's record, for one of the most single points in a season. Sorry, assuming he's gonna put up some more points on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. So try to watch those games as well live. OHL.TV, I believe, and on Kojiko. Usually they play the away games, but that doesn't matter. Nevertheless, we're gonna talk about some basketball now. Let's get this one done with Jalen Sykes. Here we go.
Now I'm joined by a St. Clair Saints basketball alumni. He's a Detroit native and now one of the newest faces of the Windsor Express. Starting his pro basketball journey in Windsor is Jalen Sykes. Welcome to the show, man.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. So are you back back home right now? Or?
No, I'm in Windsor.
All right.
Now. I'm in Windsor.
Yeah.
Kind of
probably pretty familiar with the area by now, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, same place, you know, different status, you know, sense, but it's great, it's really great.
Yeah, it's all right. So you're a Detroit guy, Detroit area guy at least, so a little bit about growing up. Were you always like in the Detroit area, or did you move around, or do you consider yourself like a Detroit guy?
Like I said, I moved around a lot. Like I moved probably like 14, 15 times in my life. Wow. So I moved quite the distance around Detroit area. Went to school in Detroit, Detroit Consortium College Prep.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, went to school in Bloomfield, which is a suburban area. So I'm really basically been around, you know.
So Michigan, true and through for sure.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And I can only imagine, you know, basketball was one of your passions growing up.
Oh yeah, it was one of the things that just kind of stuck with me, you know, especially like all my siblings, you know, I have four brothers, so they all played something, so it was just something I just had to pick up, you know, and always wanted to do what they did and, you know what I'm saying, basically wanted to be just like them, you know.
Yeah. So, are you the youngest, or?
Yeah, I'm the second to the youngest, I have a older brother.
Yeah, so obviously you're, you know, trying to play with the big kids and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yep. That's always competing. You know, it's always like that. Like even when I was a kid, you know, I always played. I always played with grown men. Like my brothers always had me around college guys, pro guys, and you know, so always picking up, looking at that experience, and always picking stuff up. So
yeah, that's cool, man. And did you play like a lot of other sports growing up, or are you mostly basketball and just, you know, competitive nature?
Football was my first love.
Okay.
About football. Football is my first love. Just kind of got a certain age where it was just like, I kind of get these little injuries, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, it's, I love football, but it's like, it's too much. So I went from football to baseball, which I love baseball. I just kind of stopped because that's kind of basketball. Because around baseball, that's where like basketball season was coming up and all my friends were playing.
Yeah.
So after that baseball season, basketball just kind of took over, and that's where I kind of really just started to really get really good. You know what I'm saying? I had certain skills, and, you know, I just kind of thought about baseball at that moment.
Yeah, man. So probably high school was probably that time where you had to start to make that decision of, like, what should I pursue, or how did that kind of go down?
I didn't really make a decision. It was more so, I didn't really get recruited till the end of my senior year in high school. Like,
okay.
I was still just playing, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever, you know, because I also hit my growth spurt at the end of my junior year. Like, I grew to, like, 6'5", the end of my senior year. So, because on my junior year, I was probably, like, 6'2". I just had the whole summer, I just grew, so.
Yeah, that's
why my senior year, that's why I really got serious. I'm like, yo, I can go to college for free with this.
Yeah.
So, that's what happened. You know, end up going to a community college for 2 years, and that's that, man.
Yeah. So, like, before that, again, you're just kind of doing everything. You're just kind of like a normal kid, I guess, just playing whatever you could?
Oh, yeah, pretty, yeah, just having fun. You know, it was always just with my friends, you know, just playing, you know, and we, like I said, my group of friends, like, we all just super competitive. All my brothers are super competitive. So, it was like, in my household, you either, like I said, we all play music. We're also musicians, so we have to do that.
Yeah.
Play basketball. And football. It was just always something to do, always something, you know, and it's always competitive.
So playing instruments, singing, what would you do?
Oh, I play the drums, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I play the drums.
Me too,
yeah.
Bro. Me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's got to be the funnest instrument.
It is, because it's like, you're the heartbeat of whatever song you play. It's like, you're the most important thing. You're the most important instrument when it comes to music.
Yeah, let's have some fun with it too, right? Like, I want to maybe get into some bass. Bass looks like it'd be fun to play, but drums, like, no matter what genre, what song you're playing, whatever, you're always having a good time hitting the skins, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, that's cool. It's always cool to see, you know, different sides of people. Of course, we know you as a basketball player from here in our Windsor area, but there's more sides to this cube, obviously.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, imagine, you know, like you said, you were recruited in high school to Macomb. How did it kind of go down for you? Was there a lot of options, or did it just make sense? I mean, obviously, it's probably close to home.
It was a lot of options coming out of high school, but like I said, man, ACT score was kind of what hurt me was my ACT score. I was getting recruited by Missouri State. But like I said, my ACT score, then Florida Bethune, D1 in Florida, I could have went there.
Yeah.
But like I said, then again, my ACT score, I had a great GPA, like 3.8, you know what I'm saying, 3.5, 3.8, but, you know, don't have a great ACT score, then it's like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're like me. I mean, that's the thing, like, here in Canada, we don't worry about SATs, right?
I know, I was irritated, but, you know, I'm like, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
That's what my dad always tells me. So did that, you know, and then Macomb was the best option, you know. It didn't seem like the best option at first, but it was like Macomb is basically like a D1, like it's basically what all your D1 players go to if they don't have a great ACT score, and it turned out to be a great league, great conference, you know what I'm saying, and at that time period too. A lot of competition, a lot of coaches really looking at JUCO players, and that was that time of year where it was just like every team was talking.
Yeah, and like, hey, wherever it is, good on you, right? Like, wherever you can go to play at the best level and get the exposure, get the experience, like, that's what it's all about, you know? A lot of times it's like, well, you should go here, you should go there, you should do this, you should do that, but, I mean, whatever, right?
Exactly. And it's just, the thing about that is just, as long as you keep your head straight, you know what I'm saying, really focus on what you're trying to do, like I say, it don't even matter where you go. Like, you trust the process no matter where you at, you know?
Exactly.
That's one thing I would tell any kid playing ball right now. Like I said, that's looking for a college to go to, or like trying to, like, looking at other kids that's going to big time colleges. This is like, it doesn't matter where you go. As long as you stay with it, you know, stay with the process and trust the process and stay faithful to the journey, man, it's going to work out by itself.
Absolutely, man. Again, just trust the process, like you said, and commit to it. Do the work that you got to do.
Exactly.
And opportunity is everything too. I mean, I'm sure you can attest to that. You spent 2 years in Macomb and then jumped over to St. Clair Community College in Port Huron, right?
No, St. Clair College in Canada.
The NCAA stats screwed me on that one, because that's what I was like. I mean, I'm pretty sure you came to St. Clair that year, but on the website it says St. Clair Community College. So anyway, how did you end up coming here then?
It's kind of crazy because my boy David Gomez, he actually at St. Clair College right now. He got recruited there first, and then I said, congrats to him. Like, he's over there doing his thing. It's actually his last year, but that year I was actually planning to take the year off.
Okay.
I didn't really figure out what to do. Take some classes so I can actually go to Florida, but then, you know what I'm saying, and figure some out with them. So at the moment, St. Clair College, they thought I was already recruited. Then they was like, yo, like, then shoot, they told my boy Go to call me, see what I thought. I'm like, yo, like, cool, like, I want to take a visit. So I ended up taking a visit, you know what I'm saying, met Coach Sykes and Coach Segan. Then great guys. I love the atmosphere of it. I love the whole adventure. I love the fact that it was in another country, like,
yeah,
you know, and what's the experience. So I wanted to, if anything, I wanted the experience of was playing ball in another country, you know, and meeting new people, and, you know what I'm saying, looking at different sides, like looking at life a different way. So I loved it. End up like kind of doing a little scrimmage there, you know, killed it. And it was a no brainer from there. You know, I was like, yo.
Yeah. I mean, the proximity, like being so close to, you know, each other on the border here, creates a lot of opportunities, right? So, like, you said you wanted to, you know, kind of get experience in another country. I mean, so close to home as well. Was this that your first time ever coming over here, or had you been to Canada before? Or?
So yeah, I'm a co. We actually scrimmaged St. Clair College like two or three times before that.
Okay.
So it was great experience, you know. So I've been to St. Clair College prior times to that when I was at Macomb, like in terms of scrimmaging them and all the other stuff. So that was probably my first time being over here.
Yeah. So anytime you did come, it was mostly just to play basketball, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, because I was kind of surprised in that that Express video they put out about Canadian slang. I was like, you know, he lived in Canada for a bit. He should know some of these things.
Oh man. Listen, but the Mountie thing, I knew.
Okay, that's a dumb one. That's a dumb one, though. It's not like we have Mounties in Windsor either.
Yeah, but my brother Shane, he was like, yo, don't you watch How I Met Your Mother, bro? Like, they say that a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, like, this has been a toque. Toque is basically just a beanie. I mean, I wouldn't call a beanie a toque. You know?
Nah, it's a winter hat.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I thought that was funny because I was like, watching it, I'm like, they're not going to know shit, are they? And then I was like, well, he should know something. I thought it was funny. But it's cool to see you guys doing that stuff, too. It kind of showed, you know, at the beginning that you guys were starting to kind of click a little bit, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, definitely learned a lot, though. See, now I know more than I knew before, you know? Plus, nobody in Canada really taught me the slang of it. Like, I got to kind of pick everything up.
Yeah. I'm sure it's good to have some local guys or some Canadian guys, and a local guy and Shawan Anderson too, probably showing you guys around a little bit.
Oh yeah, Shawan's one of my guys. Shawan's one of my boys.
actually just hung up the phone with him. I just had one with him as well, so it's cool to talk to him. Yeah. But you know, before we talk about you know, kind of getting onto the Express and stuff like that, talk a little bit about playing with St. Clair there. You had mentioned, you know, your buddy got recruited as well. Connections being everything, kind of led you there. Bit of a rough year for them for sure. But man, like you said, your friend's still there, so I'm sure you're following them a bit, seeing how much they've turned it around this year.
Oh yeah, man, I'm just proud of like I said, of really just David and really how he really grew. You know what I'm saying? And seeing him, because I know David because I was in high school. So like I said, seeing both of us really just like come from like that same type of grind. You know what I'm saying, really went to every school together. It was just, it's just something special. You know what I'm saying? He's really doing his thing over there. You know, it's just great seeing your brothers really doing, like, you know, seeing your brothers really doing their thing, you know, really excelling, you know, in basketball and also in school. And it feels good, you know what I'm saying? Especially both of us in the same country. You know, it's like, that's something wild. And like I said, also I feel like my boy Jalen Harmon over there also, which is wild too, because we went to the same community college. So it's, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, we would never thought we would all be in the same country together.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. That's what I was going to say, man. Like, I mean, it must be really cool to, you know, come up with the same guys and do the same thing together and be proud of each other, but let alone be in the same place, same town, and traveled out of your country to be together. You know, small world, I guess you can say.
Small world. Very small world.
Yeah.
Man.
And, you know, this world's been, it's been different the last couple of years for sure. You had your first year with St. Clair before the pandemic, I think, and then, you know, obviously ruined the previous two seasons. So were you planning on coming back with St. Clair? Or I know you did commit to play with the Lancers as well, right?
Yeah, I played for the Lancers. I was there for a semester. Then COVID happened. Then, like I say, it was rough, you know what I'm saying, because I was really looking forward to playing the season with them, because I love the guys there are great, great guys, great group of guys, great coaching staff, great program. It was just kind of rough. I was saddened to really I can't, won't be able to really play seasons with them, because the reason I also left because of the money, but like, you know what I'm saying, scholarship money problems, really couldn't, you know what I'm saying, pay certain things. So that kind of just like, you know, fell through. So after that, I was just like, man, what next? You know,
probably a lot of uncertainty, right? These last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, like I said, it was just a lot of, like I said, I feel like at those moments where it was just like, I'm like, I kind of really was in the reality of life, you know, and like, yo, like I probably have to have something other than basketball I need to do.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, basketball is my life. Like, I'm going to the gym every day, every morning, twice a day. Like, you know what I'm saying, and competing every day. So to come to find out season's canceled, you know, and this and that, plus you won't be able to come back because you're not able to pay this certain little debt off. So I'm like, what's the next step? You know, or where do I go from here? And I feel like at that moment, I was planning to give up, to be honest. Like, I had thoughts of it, but I was like, nah, like, I can't see myself not giving up. Like, that's not in me. Like, I never taught that. So I just kind of just stuck with the grind. Like I said, like, even though, like I said, our future, like, even though, like, looking ahead, like, in those moments, my future was uncertain. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just kept staying consistent, disciplined, and could step coming with the grind until some type of opportunity would come. What's my dad will always tell me, like, yo, something's coming. You just got to have faith in your works. Faith in the process, you know what I'm saying, and faith in what God's doing right now, and just keep at it, you know what I'm saying. At the moment, I didn't want to hear it, because I'm like, yo, like, I just want to hoop, like, you know, I have a life, I have a lot left in my tank, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to quit, like, I just want to play ball, you know.
Yeah, man, I mean, that's probably all you knew, right, and then it's taken away from you, so, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're probably left in a trance, like, what do I do from here, right? And
exactly. And it was tough, man. It was tough, you know, and looking back at it, I'm glad I went through that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it made me so much stronger, because it was just like, yo, like you don't know like what you don't know like what the future holds. So it's like you're just going in it blind, like blindly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you're almost like in most of those moments, it feels like you're working for nothing. Like you're working towards nothing, but it's all gonna come together and pan out somehow.
Yeah, I mean, no one could predict the shit that happened, right? And, I mean, it seems like everything kind of fell into place for you. You know, you almost had the trifecta there of the Saints, the Lancers, and now the Express. You know, to play for all three Windsor teams.
It's crazy. Like I said, it's crazy how that happened, to be honest. How the Windsor thing happened, it was more so it was a workout in Detroit, in Romulus. Like I said, I went to that, and like I said, crushed that. Then it was another workout scheduled like for the next couple weeks. He was like, there's gonna be some Canadian teams looking at some TBO teams. So I go to the workout and I see Coach Bill Jones there, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, like I'm familiar with the team, you know what I'm saying? And no, it was kind of like exciting at the moment too. Like, you know, seeing a familiar face, familiar coach. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's seen this one before. So, you know, all I gotta do is come out here and do my thing. So, you know what I'm saying? Two day workout. You know what I'm saying? Crushed that. You know what I'm saying? Did my thing, and it was good. It was good talking to Coach Bill. You know what I'm saying? How him telling me how better I got, and yeah, the rest is history. After that, like I said, I got the call when they wanted to sign me in the morning before work. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the most joyous days ever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine, man.
Really, yeah, man, like, it's just like that feeling like, yo, everything I did up to this point was for something. It was for this moment.
Yes, especially given the last 2 years of all the uncertainty and, you know, not knowing. That's what I was going to say. Like, I'm sure, not to get too far ahead, but right now it's probably just so awesome just to be back, right?
It feels great. It feels great, man. Like, yeah. It feels great.
And like you kind of, what's that?
Go ahead. My bad. I said, go ahead. My bad.
I was just gonna say, man, like being with the St. Clair Saints and even being close. You mentioned, you know, seeing a familiar face in Bill Jones. So I'm sure, obviously, you were familiar with the league, with the Express, and it was just a perfect fit at that time where you were looking for that next chapter, right?
Oh yeah, yes sir. And it's more crazy for me how this. Being in here is like my first pro team I'm playing for, you know. That's the crazy part for me, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, it aligned great, you know. At first, I thought it was weird, but, you know, it's a blessing, man. It's just a blessing, you know. Like I said, the Coach Bill, you know what I'm saying, he told me, he was just like, yo, I just, once you get your feet wet and really just learn, you know, learn, like I said, I'm going to give you the opportunity. You just got to just come in here, just bust your butt, learn, and pick up some other guys, you know, and like I said, I can't wait. Like I said, and it's still exciting. Like I said, we have like three games already, and I'm still kind of like struck a little bit. Like, yo, I'm really out here. You know, so I'm really back in Windsor Express. You know, so yeah, man.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal to be playing pro basketball right after, like you said, this journey that you've been on for so long. It's all led up to pretty much this, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And again, like, kind of touched upon it, but like the veteran presence on this team is pretty crazy, and the skill, like the team's pretty stacked, to be honest. So like, I'm sure for you being around all that, being under the coaches, it's probably a lot going on in your head at one time, right?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, a lot going on in my head, but at the same time, I just want to pick up as much as possible from these guys around me, because they all played pro before. So I'm asking questions, working out with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking every little piece of everybody's game and really applying it to mine. And, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing how they handle certain things and within the game. And like I said, it's more so just a learning, more like a legit like a learning experience for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing this firsthand in practice and games, and it's wonderful. You know what I'm saying? Especially like having a guy like Billy White on the squad, Tejada, you know, those guys really, like, are they pros, man. It's really great to learn from them. You know what I'm saying? Even Ja'Kai, you know, a guy that came from the G League, you know what I'm saying? It's great to really ask them questions and really take what they know and apply it to myself. So, like I said, it's a blessing, man. It's great.
Yeah, man. I mean, the skill, the product is undoubtable of what we have here at the NBL. And like you're you know, beginning your journey, right? So again, you're taking in everything. There's a lot of learning, and again, just learning from those veterans and the coaches you have is it's got to be the perfect fit.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, 3 games in. What have you noticed so far making that transition from college to pro? I'm sure the speed of the game, especially last game with Daytona. So what are you noticing so far?
Man, the physicality is no joke. The speed is no joke. Like it's playing like really, really slowing down a game in your head is the most, probably the most key thing. Like, you can't let the game speed you up, or like nobody speed you up. And just the whole intensity is just like it's a whole nother level in this league, you know. I'm like, this league is low-key probably underrated in terms of, like, ranking of other leagues. Because in other leagues, they, like, it's kind of, I'm not going to drill, but I feel like this is probably a tough league, like man league. Like, you got to be, like, a man. Like, nah, ain't no hiding away. Like, you don't, like, nah, you need to come and show up and play no matter what it is, like, for real. And, you know, if you're not ready to play, man, this league is not for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest thing I'm learning right now. And, like, so in terms of skill set, like, you know, really just working on your craft, like, and in that gym, like, say, because it's going to come to light, you know what I'm saying? You have an opportunity. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about.
And then also the competition level. And it's just crazy, man. Like, it's a big difference between there and college, you know. Big difference.
And for a kid that, you know, did some of his college career here in Windsor, now gets to start his pro journey in Windsor, it's so cool to see, man. That's obviously one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to have you on the show. And I just really want to thank you for coming by, giving me a call, and, you know, telling your story and shooting the shit with me.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me, bro. I really appreciate it, man.
Huge thanks goes out to Jalen Sykes for joining me on the Wind City Sports Podcast to shoot the shit, obviously, about his life, you know, playing the game, playing some drums, playing some music, and coming over here to Canada to play both college and his first pro games. Got to see some of his first pro games with part of the Windsor Express commentary team, and obviously him playing a few games for the Express before unfortunately being released by the team. Obviously, he wasn't a starter for the team, but I liked him on the team. Obviously, having some close ties and stuff like that, but they're struggling right now. So we'll talk about that in a sec, not to get off the topic of Jalen himself. Still a talented basketball player, and I hope that he lands on his feet soon, and I'm sure he will, within the league or elsewhere. I mean, a lot of options for him kind of being between the two countries, Canada and U.S., and a lot of opportunity there for a young guy. So, again, thanks to Jalen for taking the time to do it. But, I mean, it's unfortunate he got cut from the team, but it's because they're not doing so good. And no matter what they try, just can't seem to get the juices flowing. Although it's a tough league right now with the 4 teams, all good teams too. Not that the Express are not good. They got a stellar stack team from guys like Billy White, Ja'Kai Taylor, Marcus Lewis, Marcus Anderson, Jordan Bedford. Like, that's a phenomenal starting lineup there, and they've added Tanner Stuckman at least to the starting lineup. He's the only Express player to play every game, and he's really came into his own right now, starting games and averaging double digits. So looking like they, you know, they have a good team, good rapport and stuff like that, but they just can't seem to get it done against the NBL of Canada team, which we seen last Wednesday at the WFCU Center, a devastating overtime loss. You know, ups and downs throughout the entire game. Close game, exciting game, great game for everyone to watch.
But a 6-point lead in the overtime wasn't enough, and you know, anything could happen quick. And 5-minute overtime, 6-point lead, dominant, like not letting Sudbury, the loss of the Sudbury Five by 3 points, not letting them get anything in the first couple minutes. And 2 minutes later, game over. So devastating one, but they're on the road right now. They're actually in playing one of the TBL teams, the Kokomo Bobcats, right now, as I'm speaking. So Monday, check for updates on that. But they are undefeated against the TBL team, so hopefully pick up another win tonight and help them out, as they actually have a little bit of a road trip this week. They will also play another TBL team in Toledo, the Toledo Glass City, and returning home the following Wednesday, April the 20th, to take on the Sudbury Five again. This is going to be a great matchup. Always close games between these teams, both teams that need wins. And if any team they're going to beat, it's going to be Sudbury first and foremost. And it's going to be hopefully this Wednesday, as the Express also offers skilled trades night for high school and elementary students. Come out before the game at 5 p.m. Register on their website, and you can get a free ticket to the game, a free hot dog, and a swag bag. And, you know, obviously check out some skilled trades and what might be able to be offered in the future, so you're not doing a podcast and commentary like me. And reaching out for deals on East Coast Lifestyle clothing, if you like that stuff. EastCoastLifestyle.com. Use my code ECLWINCITY. That's East Coast Lifestyle Win City. ECLWINC. Oh, God, I can't spell. ECLWINCITY. 20% off East Coast Lifestyle. Now we're going to get into some local sports news. Still lots to talk about. Kick things off quickly talking about some Windsor athletes. TJ Laramie is set to fight UFC Fight Night on the main card this time, this Saturday, for the UFC. He did have an opponent change a little bit back, but he's going to be taking on Pat Sabatini. Don't know him, but he'll be taking him on this Saturday. You can watch that on TSN 2, I believe, or TSN 4 in Canada, and of course stream online UFC Fight Pass. We also have Daniel Valverde coming to Windsor next month in May for a jiu-jitsu seminar at Central Combat Sports. He is the grappling coach of Colby Covington and many other UFC stars out of MMA Masters in Miami, Florida. So cool stuff coming to Windsor yet again. Let's rock and roll, baby. Game 3 of the Stobbs Division PJHL Junior C Hockey is today, as I'm speaking, at 4 p.m. Monday, you'll get an update. Right now, it is tied. There will be someone trailing and someone leading this series, a close series between the Essex 73s and Lakeshore Canadians. The Essex 73s, actually both teams exchanging wins in each other's barns in game 1 and 2. 73s winning, I think, 3-1 on Tuesday at the Atlas Tube Center. I was there, can't remember. But Saturday out in Essex, or better yet, Friday out in Essex, crushing them 6-1 is the Lakeshore Canadians. So tied at 1 apiece, should be a good game today. You can even stream those games if you're into that at all. And the LaSalle Vipers, I think, are set to start their playoffs as well, as hockey playoffs are starting. OHL is just around the corner, probably about a week or two, since obviously next week, I guess, we'll be talking about playoffs with the Spitfires and going to some games. Kind of got the Masters on in the background, and golf courses are opening back up and starting to get open, especially this weekend. Actually, today's the opening day for Seven Lakes and for a lot of other places, and what a day it is to have the opening day for golf here in Windsor. Getting excited for myself to get out on the links as well. We had him on the show during March Madness about a year ago, actually, 1 year ago, around this time. Windsor's Maurice Kalou eyes the 2022 NBA draft. He has decided to forego his remaining eligibility to declare himself in the draft this year. Again, a kid from Windsor. He's been playing at Oregon State Division One for the last few years. He played March Madness the last 2 years, obviously. Oregon State having a little push in 2021. So cool stuff, and see if we can get another Windsorite in the NBA system to join Michael Mulder, as you might have heard. Talk about that one a lot. And the NBL Canada is doing, for their 10-year anniversary, the top 10 players of all time. And we have at least so far 6 announced, and so far 2 former Windsor Express, and actually 1 current Windsor Express on the team, in Quinnell Brown, and formerly of the Windsor Express, Ryan Anderson, added to the list this week. Ryan Anderson was on the show, episode 125. Great conversation with him. Also a musician, a very inspirational musician as well. And as talked about at the top of the show, the Bob Probert ride is back the 10th year, June 26, 2022. They're also going to have a classic car show at the Chicharro Club. So hopefully get all the celebrities and stuff down. And they're still set to announce, you know, who's going to be the MCs and stuff like that. But if you missed it, the 2021 that got, you know, pushed back all the way to now was supposed to feature Don Cherry and the boys from Spit and Chicklets, Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonette, and Ryan Whitney. And I'm completely devastated that didn't happen, and I will never get over it. But anyway, final thing is lacrosse is back. The LaSalle, fuck, what am I talking about? The Windsor Clippers, Windsor Minor Lacrosse organization are holding tryouts and registrations, and it is back for the first time in 2 years. So if you guys are looking, if your kids are looking to play lacrosse, registration is now open for Windsor Minor Lacrosse, and we'll have some more lacrosse interviews coming up next week. So that is all this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm here every week with a brand new episode featuring an interview with a local athlete, coach, entrepreneur, or more. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are found. Give us a review, rating, whatever it may be, hopefully a good one. Let us know what you think. Tell your friends, family, teammates, training partners about the Wind City Sports Podcast, as well as your coaches and athletes, whoever you might be, your colleagues, your coworkers. And give us a like, follow, subscribe on our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram pages. And you can also follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram, @DrakeDeMore. But until next time, smell you later.